building robots to their maximum drive. The Chairman's Award had to be announced and given to the winner. As the last few moments before we got to this award, we were hoping to win at least one award. But no, we didn't win any other awards. As the announcer started to describe the team's accomplishments and expanding the message to first, we heard little hints of the possible winner, which gave us more confidence of winning, but not completely. Just before the announcer reveals the winner, silence creeps up. The team anxiously awaits at the reveal for the winner. Let's pause for a moment. I have to explain how I got to this point. It's logical to start at the beginning where I had no idea what to do in my high school years. When I thought that I would never think that I would be able to be a part of a team, this was a result of my whole life where I was always shy and timid towards everyone in high school. It became pretty hard for me to express all my ideas and passions through my friends and parents in my freshman year. If you are asking why I did not join any clubs or teams during my first year of high school, well, I clearly did not feel comfortable being with a group of people that were all new to me in a different school than my junior high friends. So I was attempting to convince my parents that I should only join the robotics team for my interests and no other clubs like Spanish Club or Future Business Leaders of America, which is FULA. Inevitably, I was successfully convinced them that robotics was the only club that I could join since the other clubs were not interesting to me. With me joining the high school robotics team, I was hoping that this team would be worth it to the end. The growth rate overall in first, astonishingly, over the past 5 years has increased dramatically with more rookie or fresh new teams to compete in the competition. For example, Rusk describes the first LEGO League challenge opens students ages from 9 to 14, grew from 200 students teams in the U.S. in 1998 to more than 4,600 student teams in the U.S. in 2006, and more than 2,800 student teams elsewhere in the world. So there are these meetings with everyone in the robotics team, where the presidents and the vice presidents will make important announcements and involve with more people and inform them about what is happening in the past few weeks. This information was descriptive with how everyone needed to sign up for First Inspires, the process of constructing the robot, and the outreach of our team toward others. It was my first time going to the meeting for the year. I learned the most of the building and construction was during the second semester, which is build season. The build season always has a live stream to start this new season with hype for the next 6 weeks for all of its participants and teams. However, I would have conflicts that would arise from the event in the second semester because I was on a tennis team at the time. You're probably surprised that I was on the tennis team. And yes, this is the truth. I did play tennis for school. But we're not going to go into that. These conflicts would restrict me from going to robotics during the nights of build team. Such conflicts could be a full day tournament or an after school game that is gone for hours. In other words, I would have to prioritize one over another, which complicated things further. First also has other competitions that other students at lower levels that they can participate. They all have the message to pursue the career that many students want. FTC, First Tech Challenge, is one of the four categories of the competitions where First advocates. This challenge is similar to FRC, but at a lower level. FLL and FLL Junior, which are First LEGO League and First LEGO League Junior, are the same where the teams must utilize Legos in a Lego Mindstorm to build a program and compete. but each are at different levels of difficulty and age. Lastly, FRC, which is First Robotics Competition, the highest level of difficulty, has different materials to use and build from, like, wood, steel, plexiglass, or whatever it's called. Time passed by quickly for the fall, and soon my first robotics kickoff approached. I was so overwhelmed with the amount of info during the kickoff that we had to split into different and smaller groups to dissect the game manual. This overwhelming feeling gave me a lot to worry about the second semester of the school year. A new game is introduced each year, where the mentors and students work together to construct a durable robot to compete in the game with placing, throwing, kicking objects, or some tasks. The game manual was the overarching branch that goes towards the game rules and restrictions. This goes hand in hand with the game, since each year there's always a new material to use, a new robot to construct, and a new set of rules to dissect. During the kickoff, the live stream gives us an insight on how the game competition is conveyed and played out. At the end of the live stream, First would give us the code to the manual. This was encrypted and prevented from teams to figure out the game rules before any other teams. With the password to the game manual, you unlock the manual filled with pages after about everything about the rules and scoring of the game. I really want to tell you guys everything in the manual, but that would take hours to describe in detail and summarize. Yet, there are major restrictions to bring up, like the significance of the construction of the robot, scoring of the points on the field, and penalties in the game. The robot itself has rules for the development that are for safety, so they can play fairly and score points in matches during the tournaments. The kickoff was fun. Was a fun way to fast way to hype the game for the build season, paving the way for something interesting that sparked the newfound experiences of the robotics team. Jump forward to the first competition. We had multiple designs and prototypes, and soon we had our robot built together, along with the programming from hard workers from the programming team. This was multiple hours of being at the Robert Shaw Center, the RSC, of working together as a team, not as individuals. The mentors would help us get to this point where we would work as one as a whole. One specific mentor, Mrs. Segura, is always there to guide us on the right path to achieve the best working robot that we can come up with. The bag and tag day, it is called that, approached faster than we anticipated, since we were nowhere near on completing the robot. These days were long work days with many chores and tasks to do, like drilling on the drill press or cutting an extensive long piece of metal on a miter saw. There was also measuring and marking by hand before we even had a machine that required operations to cut, drill, or contour precisely, which is the CNC. Back to the competition. I was elated, nervous, anxious, all at the same time on that very day. I knew very few people in the build team at the beginning. Soon, I knew most of the team by the time that first competition. There were several people that I only knew their names and nothing else. But as each match dragged on, more people came to me with worthy personalities, turning into friendships for multiple years and long term. I was glad to have stronger friendships with them for better communication between scouting and strategizing during the game. The competition itself was a fun experience, along with the loud robots crashing into each other, playing music from the DJ, or even the cheering chants from every single team to bring spirit and confidence to their drive team. Now let's get back to the announcement of the team that won the Chairman's Award at the beginning. Many people were getting increasingly nervous, shaking at winning the award. We We're in complete silence for a couple of seconds until the announcer said, "The Steel Talons!" We all cheered for ourselves so hard and so loud that we were so shocked from this win. Everyone experienced all the emotions at once, joy, sadness, and pride. On the way back to Katy, I observed that several people had different reactions to winning this award. I sat on the bus listening to a girl babble on all about everything about her all her life, because this was her way of giving off the joy of the reaction of joy and shock on this winning of the award. Some slept on the way back, and others just rocked out to their jam with their headphones. With the amount of work that we put into it, we earned this. How do we do it? You may ask. Well, the team that divided into marketing created and advertised robotics camps, steam nights, and even an international trip to Ecuador to spread the message of FIRST. Within the camps in a hands-on environment and learning of mathematics, students are able to be given the opportunities to learn complex mathematical ideas of robots itself with the use of Lego robotics curricula and other materials. As part of the teaching surrounding the importance of reaching out to your possible impossible dreams and to be finally guided into them, these were and still are the essential teachings for the message of FIRST for the future world in a different time. To this day, I still am in robotics and still enjoy driving myself there to help with anything I do for the team. We want to achieve the dream of going to Worlds or FIRST Championship. We are working towards it as the district championship approaches on April 4th to 6th, which is technically in a week. This is a payment to my future and career. I will never forget about this team and what it has done to me. How do you know, man?